Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Injured at work? Call the experts at Bryden's Lawyers today. 1 800 848 848. And 40 Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. Visit 40doors.com.au. Let's go around the grounds for Rainbird, the intelligent use of water. Well, there's only one venue that everyone is talking about. That's a Coors Stadium where the Panthers will face off against the Eels in the NRL Grand Final. That's for Rainbird, the intelligent use of water. And it's a weekend where there is many players and coaches moving on. And one of those will be Cameron Serraldo, the assistant coach of the Panthers for a few years now, but he finished his playing career at the Panthers, won a premiership with the under-20s. He's been a very important part of the success in the Panthers. And I'm happy to say the assistant coach, Cameron Serraldo, joins us on the line. Cam, good morning, mate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Now, what is on today? I know Vossi's got a grand final lunch where he'll be chatting to the coaches.
That's it, the
Ivor
coaches.
Cleary and Brad Arthur. What's on for you today, mate?
We're just in at work this morning, getting everything prepared. Our boys will come in this afternoon. They've got meetings from basically 2 o'clock onwards, and then we've just got our normal preparation, our field session tonight, which we do under lights against our reserve grade team. And that's been a pretty normal prep for us the last 3 years and worked pretty well, so nothing will change in that regard from today.
Could you say the same about the whole week, Cameron, that everything that you did last year, and of course it led to grand final victory, you have mirrored this year, or have you had to tweak a few little things you thought you could have done better?
No, it's definitely been a different journey. I think if you look back to 2020, we were in a bubble and had no fan interaction or no community interaction that year, and then last year, we were on the Sunshine Coast up at Twin Waters Resort there and had our families around and had some interaction. But, you know, the players were busted. We hardly trained last year. We were just sort of doing walkthroughs on the field. And, it was a totally different sort of preparation. This year, everyone's fit and fresh. And, you know, we've had some really good training days this week. And, you know, hopefully another 2 sessions to go where we can just nail what we need to get done and get into Sunday feeling prepared.
Cameron, can you give all of us listening, you know, Brandy's been there, done that, but most of us, we haven't. We don't know what it's like. In the inner sanctum, how it works when it gets to the grand final, and we had Dylan Edwards on the program earlier this week. When will Ivan Cleary deliver his, you know, main speech, if you like, of the week? And how does it work with yourself in your role? I mean, you've played such an important role with the success of this club. Do you have an area where you will address the team, or is your work one-on-one? How does the conveying of messages and team talks go about in these last couple of days before the grand final?
Yeah, we got a pretty good process in place where today is our sort of biggest day preparation, looking at the opposition. So we'll do nothing different there today. And tomorrow's our captain's run where we go through a couple of final messages. But I think this week it's probably been important to keep it a bit lighthearted as well and enjoy each other's company. This is the last time this group will be together. So, you know, I've really made a point of enjoying the week and having a few laughs along the way and showing a few funny videos of different guys during the week. So that's been good. And the boys have had a good energy about them. They're enjoying their training. They're enjoying preparation. And the next 2 days, nothing will change in that regard either.
Ciro, has there been many wet games? And we spoke about this yesterday, about the fact that it seems to have been a pretty wet winter, and talking about who it might advantage more. But there's been a number of wet weather games that the Panthers have played in, and does it change things that much?
Yeah, I think it changes a little, but we train the whole summer in rain. I think it rained out here, you know, most days. So most sessions we did in the summer were rain affected. I mean, and leading into games this year, there's been so many times we've turned up to a game and gone, right, oh, it's raining, let's change the plan slightly into this and that. So, we're used to all the conditions and I think we know what our game looks like and what we need to do. So it's just about getting it done on Sunday.
You've been around this playing group long enough, yourself and Ivan now. Can you tell when they are absolutely on, like you've got no doubts they're going to play well, or can you pick up a training if they are a little off and you have to jump in? Are there triggers there with your side? You say they're having a good week, they're training well, but does that mean fait accompli, good, you know, very good performance?
There's different times where you think, geez, they're jovial and things like that, but that's when they play their best. They're a different group. You know, they enjoy each other's company. They enjoy having a laugh. there's such a good energy around these guys, and you know, sometimes you think they're enjoying themselves too much, and that's when they play their best. So there's been a good energy around them this week. Their training is just a little bit more intense and a little bit more fast moving. So that's been pretty cool to watch. But you know, these guys, they're really good at when the time to flick the switch and go into a warm up or the 2 minute bell goes for the game. They're really good at turning it on and just getting themselves into the zone. So that's been, you know, it's been pretty amazing for me to watch over the last few years. And you know, they're all totally different, and that's been really good that they've been able to be themselves.
Sarah, you finished your playing career in 2013. You've been a coach ever since at the Panthers. And just looking at the success that they've had through the lower grades, and you know, you coached an under-20 side to a premiership, must give you some satisfaction to see where the club's got to now. And have you had time this week? I know you've been busy, just to reflect before you move on your years at the Panthers?
No, not too much time to reflect. It's sort of... you know, you ask the players to stick to the process and go around ticking every box. So, you know, it's important we do the same. So, you know, I'm sure after Sunday I'll reflect on that. But it's been pretty cool to watch the journey over the last 11 years. I remember coming down and meeting Gus and Ivan, and where we were training under the grandstand there where our home sheds are now. And, you know, now we're training this beautiful academy. We've got lush fields and everything you could possibly want. So, it's been pretty cool to see the journey of the club over the last 11 years and get to where it's at now. A lot of hard work behind the scenes from a lot of people that probably don't get the recognition either. So that's, you know, it's been really good to see those people get rewards, and hopefully we can give them like one last reward on Sunday night.
All right, let's get right down to business then. What's the key elements? What's the key features that will beat Parramatta that you think you have to do really well to win on Sunday night?
I think we just have to play our best game. Yeah, that's really important, that these big games, you just go out and do what you can do best and not worry too much about the opposition. You know, we expect them to have their best game as well. So it's, you know, it's going to be a really tight game. Every contest we've had over the last 3 years with these guys has been really tight, and comes down to those crucial moments. And I don't think Sunday will be any different. You know, it'll be the team who plays their best footy and wins those crucial moments that'll get the job done. You know, and I'm, you know, they're going to be really prepared. They're a really good team with a lot of strike weapons all over the field. So we can't concentrate on one or two. We have to be at our best across the park. So we know what we're in for, but, you know, the process is that we just prepare as we do for every game and make sure we stay present and win those moments.
Well, Ciro, congratulations on the role you've played over those 11 years that you're talking about, the impact that you have made. You've been such an important member of what the club's done over the last decade, and congratulations on that success, mate. All the best. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Brandy. I'll wait for your FaceTime call at the end of it.
All right. That'll be nice.
I just might be out there.
And Cameron, just in finishing, I'm off to the World Cup. Do you want me to drop into the Shea at Halifax and just maybe have a drink there just to toast your career where I did actually call your last game? Remember that?
Yeah, I remember my last game there. I nearly died. I remember Conrad Harrell got me and punctured my, spleen or something like that. So, pancreas.
Ruptured spleen.
Good memory.
I remember the tackle. It was right up under the armpit. Yeah. What a moment. Yeah. At the Shea at Halifax.
The ultimate hospital ball.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Cameron,
have a
big one. Sunday night and preparation, part of the reason why Penrith is such a great club and such a well-performing team has been. Cameron Serrato and Bulldogs, you got yourself a good one. There's no doubt about that. 19 minutes to 9. Michelle Bishop's last update, sports update of grand final week is coming up live from a course stadium. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.